السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters who listen over the receivers. About a fortnight ago, I was discussing a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then after that, due to Eid, I spoke on one of the du'as of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But I recall that I had not completed that hadith sharif and a discussion on that subject. So we continue from where we had left off, and that was the incident in the life of Hazrat Shibli Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat Shibli Rahmatullah Alayhi said that I had studied Hadith Sharif, Hadiths of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, under 400 different ustads, and I learned 4,000 Hadiths from them. And from those 4,000 Hadith Sharifs, I chose just one for my practice and for my amal. Now of course that does not mean that he learnt that hadith sharif and after that there was no namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, nothing in his life, because that hadith sharif covers every aspect of deen. So we had discussed, I think, the first two parts of it, where he said that in that hadith sharif Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "I'mal li dunyaka bi qadri maqamika fiha," that for your dunya, do that much as you are going to stay in the dunya. In other words, don't be too greedy. Don't chase after dunya. Don't think that your rizq, which is muqaddar for you, it will leave you and run away. Whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has destined for you, it will come to you. Of course, you have to make that little effort. It is a world of means. Allah ta'ala has created the means which we have to make use of, and then Allah Ta'ala will provide. The person has to work reasonably. He does not have to exhaust himself. He does not have to burn the midnight oil. He does not have to chase after haram or try to acquire wealth, even though it may be doubtful and haram. Within the parameters of Sharia, within the framework of Sharia, the person goes and makes use of the means to earn halal livelihood. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will provide that. But he must worry about the life of this world. How long is he going to live? Now he must not start worrying from now until the day of Qiyamah, all the chain of people in his progeny that are going to come, that he has to provide for each and every one of them. Because how many people were millionaires and their children today are paupers and beggars? Many times I have mentioned, and this is a truth and it's a haqiqat, it's a reality, that those people who know those families in Delhi, they will tell you that go to the markets of Delhi, go to the bazaars of Delhi, and the great, great, great grandchildren of the Mughal emperors, some of them are on the streets of Delhi begging. That is the haqiqat. So where are we going to be able to provide until the day of Qiyamah for everybody? Within the framework of Sharia, within the boundaries and limitations placed by Sharia, the person must go and earn, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will provide for him. But do for this dunya as much as, he says, you are going to stay in this dunya. And do for the akhirat as much as you are going to remain in the akhirat. وَعْمَلْ لِآخِرَتِكَ بِقَدْرِ بَقَائِكَ فِيهَا. How long you are going to stay in the akhirat, then do as much for that akhirat. Now the hereafter is again a reality. Every day janazas are leaving. Definitely Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not create all the people in vain, that they just came on the surface of the earth and acted some kind of part on the stage of the world and then disappeared from the surface of the earth. Some left at the age of 5, some at the age of 1, some before that and some after that. They lived up to 100 or 200 years and they went away. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not play games. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got a purpose for which He has sent man on the surface of this earth. So we discussed the first two parts. Now we go on to the third part in which He says, وَعْمَلْ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى بِقَدْرِ حَاجَتِكَ إِلَيْهِ. And do for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as much as you are in need of that Allah. Do for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala amal as much as you are in need of that Allah. Which person can say that he is not in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Even the atheist, when he is drowning, then he will say, O Lord, save me. At that time he too will pray to some Lord. We are in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala every moment of our lives. Every lamha, every lahza, every moment, every second of our lives, we are in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's protection. Of those ni'mats with which He has blessed us with, we are so much in need of that protection. And not only protection, but we are also in need of an increase in those ni'mats. And we are also in need of a continuation of those ni'mats. All these things we are in need of. One is the protection of those ni'mats, those bounties that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Then we are in need of an increase in those bounties. And we are in need of a continuation of those bounties. We are in need of all that. Because a person can have very good sight. And he can have good hearing and good speech. And his heart, liver and lungs are all functioning well. Now it could be that it is functioning very well at this moment in time. But the very next second what can happen, he does not know. Accidents take place. And the person has a brain damage. The person's skull is cracked. His legs are broken. Hands and shoulders are dislocated. The heart sometimes stops beating. The lung is punctured. So many different things can happen within seconds. So one is that ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has given, we are in need of an increase in that ni'mat. And we are in need of a continuation of that ni'mat. That it must now continue. It must not be that Allah Ta'ala blessed us with this ni'mat, so for the 10 years, 50 years, now we've got this ni'mat, and now we are not in need of it. We don't need sight anymore. We don't need hearing anymore. We don't need speech anymore. We don't need our heart to beat anymore. And we don't need our kidneys to filter anymore. Now which person will be so stupid and foolish? So which scientist does that? Or which person has got any control over what is really happening inside his system? Look at the bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If only we look at the bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we will realize that how merciful, how kind and how forgiving and how tolerant Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. So therefore He says, وَحْمَلْ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى بِقَدْرِ حَاجَتِكَ إِلَيْهِ. As much as you are in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this need, as I said, is every moment of our life. We are in need of Allah Ta'ala. For if Allah Ta'ala has to snatch away or withdraw or cause these ni'mats to vanish, that the person is in severe problem. Therefore that dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which you heard many, many times, and in the month of Ramadan also we repeated it many times. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawuli afiyatik wa fuja'ati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. If I have to go on an explanation of that, my mind will go into some other track. So this is what we are in need of, that not only the protection of those ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, but we are also in need of a continuation of those ni'mats until our dying day. So now he says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, so do for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as much as you are in need of Him. So that person who starts going to the cinemas and theaters and discos and rave clubs and zina, fornication, adultery, the person starts going into all kind of haram places, he is not concerned about his salat and zakat and hajj and fasting. The person says that, well, I've got all the bounties, I am quite healthy, I'm fit, I've got a good car, I've got a good home, I've got a palace, and I've got an oil well. So this person is in danger. The red light is on. The danger sign is on, the danger signal is on, that any moment Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can snatch that away from that person. Because he is giving the impression that all these things are belonging to him, and therefore he is not in need of that Allah who provided it for him. So therefore, as Shibli Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that this is the Hadith Sharif that I chose for my amal, that every moment it reminds me that I must do for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as much as I am in need of him. So which means that I must do everything that Allah Ta'ala has ordered. And it covers every aspect of Islamic teachings. That I must make my namaz on time, I must fast in Ramadan, I must be good to the neighbors, I must not cheat, I must not deceive, I must not commit fraud, I must not hide any defect if there is in an article, I must be good and kind and loving to the family, to the friends. Now all these type of teachings of Islam, it's all covered in this, that do for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as much as you are in need of him. Because when we are going to do that, when we are going to fulfill those rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and who can really do justice to it, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept what little effort the person makes, but then he is showing that he is in need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And together with those actions, he is also begging Allah ta'ala, all the time begging. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَعْمَلْ لِلنَّارِ بِقَدْرِ صَبْرِكَ عَلَيْهَا. And do for the fire of Jahannam as much as you have the capacity to bear. As much as capacity you have to bear the azab of Jahannam, then do that much for Jahannam. If you, we think that we are very brave, we are very strong, we are powerful, we are great soldiers, so therefore, what does it matter? We will be able to bear the azab of Jahannam, na'uzu billah. So then do for the azab of Jahannam as much as you think you can bear. In other words, don't do, that's what it means, that don't do anything that will take you to the fire of hell. So this Hadith Sharif, he says that he chose for his amal, meaning that he keeps it in front of him all the time, in his mind's eye, so that it keeps on encouraging him to do that which is good, and protects him from doing those things from which are forbidden and haram. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in another Hadith Sharif, he says, Ishma shi'ta fa innaka mayyitun. No matter how long you live on this world, one day you are going to turn to a mayyit. You are going to die one day. Your janazah will leave from somewhere one day. Whether it's 100 years, 500 years, how long are you going to live? You will die one day. Death will come upon you one day. وَأَحْبِبْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. And love whomsoever you wish and whatsoever you wish. You are going to be separated from that one day, or you are or that item, that person, or whatever, or whoever you loved, or whatever you loved, is going to be either separated from you, or you are going to be separated from that. They will be judai. They will be mufarakat. In other words, love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then do everything out of the love of Allah ta'ala. Your business for the love of Allah ta'ala. Your caring for the children, upbringing of the children, eating, drinking, everything. A person can make it into deen if he does it for the love of Allah ta'ala, according to the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jinka naqshata kal jawani ka, he laqab ajna na nani ka. Jinka naqshata kal jawani ka, he laqab ajna na nani ka. Kaisa dekha tha ho gaye kaise, kya bharosa hai is jawani ka. Look at the people. One minute we are looking at the child, we say, what a bubbly child, healthy child, smiling child, beautiful child. And after some time, we say, now it's youth. Then the person has got a big beard. The whole naksha has changed. Where are we going to have trust in this jawani? So he said, therefore, have khawf of sudden death. Kamar jukkar misle kamani hui. Mawlana Hakimullah Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, he says, kamar jukkar misle kamani hui. Koi nana hua, koi nani hui. اور بالوں پہ غالب سفیدی ہوئی, کوئی دادا ہوا کوئی دادی ہوئی. The back is bent. That person was young, fit, healthy, and he was showing his strength. But what has happened now? His back is bent, like the bow. Someone has become Nana, someone has become Nani. The hay has turned white, someone has become Dada, someone has become Dadi. So all these are lessons for us, all lessons for us. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, after that, وَعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ تُجْزَى بِهِ. And do whatever amal you wish, you will be given the jaza of that amal. Sometimes the different kinds of jaza, reward you can call it, is that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had willed, then he could have returned with injustice what the person, whatever action he did on the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala could have done injustice and given him punishment although he did good deeds. Now that we would have said injustice. Now Allah ta'ala is not unjust and he will never do injustice. Then Allah ta'ala could have done adal, that exactly what you did, Allah ta'ala rewards you for it. So then if Allah ta'ala had to punish each and every one of us for every sin that we commit, which one of us would have been still surviving on the surface of this earth? So Allah ta'ala does not even do adal, what we call justice and equity and fair play. Because if Allah ta'ala says that this is what you did, this is what you deserve, then we know what we would have been deserving. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does ihsan. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٌ. Allah ta'ala forgives most of the time, and most of the sins Allah ta'ala forgives. He deals with ihsan. But whatever we are going to do, we will be given the reward. And most of the times when a person is faced with a difficulty in life, it is because of some action of his which he has already forgotten, that I engaged in this filthy, dirty statement or action, and now he is being punished for that years later and he completely forgets. An incident full of ibrat. The door of the kitchen was left open. There was a pot of milk that was there. When the woman of the house walked into the kitchen from her room, then she saw that from the yard a dog had come into the kitchen and it walked out. So she was a little concerned and she found out, inquired, what is the ruling? That there was a pot of milk, it was left open, and I saw that the dog walked out of the kitchen. So now is this milk paak or is it napaak? Is it najas? Is it permissible to drink or must we throw it away? So the Mufti Sahib gave the correct fatwa. He said that did you see the dog put its mouth into the pot? He said no. He said, well then, the fatwa is that milk is paak and you can drink it. Now for a rich person to throw away a pot of milk may be easy, but for a poor person now to throw it away. So he gave the right fatwa. So the people made a big mockery of that. In the neighborhood, that Maulana was not liked, or not Mufti Sahib was not liked by some people. In India this took place. So they start criticizing. They said, well you see, he has kanjus, makki, choose, he gave fatwa like that also. That milk is paak. Whereas the dog went in there, so it must have put his mouth into the milk. Now that incident took place and it was all over. Many years later, this same person who was criticizing, that what kind of fatwa he gave, if the dog went into the kitchen, then it must have put its mouth into the milk. He was going hunting and then he saw a cave. But some smell was emanating from the cave. So he popped his head inside to see what's happening inside the cave. So he saw there was a dead body. Somebody had murdered someone and had brought the body and put it into the cave there. So he was coming out from there, and the police who were in search of the murderer, they saw him coming out. So they arrested him. Now they questioned him. He said, he pleaded innocence. Said, I was just hunting, this is what happened. Said, no, but you are the one that came out from here. Any case, after that, it was a long story, but somehow the true, real murderer was then arrested and this person was freed. When he went to an alim and he asked that alim, he said, but I was an innocent person. I just went there and I looked into the cave and I got arrested. What kind of injustice is this? How can Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be so unjust? Na'uzu billah. So he said, no, Allah Ta'ala is never unjust. Think of the incidents in your life. You must have said something or done something for which you are being rewarded or punished. So thinking, he said, no, I just cannot recall anything. But in any case, so this person was aware of that milk incident. He said, but do you recall that incident when the dog walked into the kitchen and walked out? And when that woman asked for a fatwa, and when that Maulana gave the fatwa that that milk is pak and clean and pure, you can drink it, because you didn't see the dog putting its mouth into the milk. At that time you made a mockery of that Maulana. You criticized that Maulana. You made a joke of his fatwa. So this is exactly what has happened to you. That when you walked out from that cave, the police took it for granted that you are the murderer. The evidence was not there. Now you are saying I was innocent, but as far as they are concerned, you walked in and you walked out, so you are the one that put that body there. Now can you see how sometimes an incident that took place long ago, but the person is being rewarded or punished? The same with good deeds also. The person has done some good deed, small deed, but he gets great rewards later and forgets, he doesn't even know what was that good deed for which he is getting the rewards. So in conclusion, what I am getting across to you is this, that we should never ever take things very lightly. We must be very, very careful what statements we make, and must always be concerned that this life is temporary and there will be the day when we have to answer before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore keep this hadith sharif before us, just as Shibli rahmatullah alayhi kept it before him. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal.